This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. This weekly feature focuses on the creative sector in Washtenaw County, and we introduce you to the people, businesses, institutions, and organizations that impact the arts and the economy. Today, we're going to take a look back and a look ahead at one such organization. I'm talking about Art Train. My co-host for Creative Impact is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and Deb Pollock also remains the executive director of Art Train USA. And thanks for the time again this morning, Deb.
Yeah, David, I think we've got a fun show, or a fun story anyway, today to share with everybody.
Indeed we do, and it focuses on Art Train. And while we get into the fun part of the story, I kind of want to get an update as to what Art Train is up to these days.
Well, yeah, let's take a little step back. So Art Train was literally a train museum that was filled with visual art exhibitions that toured first in Michigan, then all over the country. And we helped start local arts agencies everywhere we went. So there's this great legacy, and we're the winner of the National Medal for Museum Services and all of that. And in 2008, we sold our rail cars and went off the rails. And today, we are project managing and helping local arts agencies, including the Arts Alliance. They're one of our clients. And doing project management, fiscal sponsorships, and those sorts of things. So that's what we're doing today. So we're taking all those skill sets that we learned in new and community building programs throughout those many years, many decades of traveling with the train across the country.
Well, and we were fortunate enough to have it stationed right here for quite a while. And fact of the matter is, there have been so many iterations and cool things that have gone inside the Art Train. But back in the mid-1980s, there were some really cool things on the outside of Art Train as well.
Yeah, so Art Train moved to Ann Arbor in 1986, and they were putting together an exhibition, a pop art exhibition. And somewhat unpopularly, they decided to commission graffiti artists, urban artists, to come to Ann Arbor and paint the exterior of the train. And it was really quite a big deal. And in fact, a lot of locals, Tom Dodd, who's from Ypsilanti, and his students, Tom was a great guy, he's no longer with us, but brought his students and helped paint it. And it was really quite a big deal down there up at North Main, putting this together with all these subway artists, these graffiti artists from New York.
Now, what was the objection to that? Because some of that has become some of the most popular artwork anywhere in the country.
Well, objection at that time, and still, graffiti is an issue, and if you're not given permission to paint on something, it's vandalism, right? So that still is an issue, and can be very problematic. But in our case, we had given specific permission for these artists to do this. Now, I wasn't around at that time, and that kind of leads to the story. So about 9 months ago, I got a call from the director at that time, Dan O'Leary, and he said, "So, Deb, do you know where the renderings from those artists were that did the graffiti train back in 1986? And I said, "No, we just really had given a lot of our stuff over to the Bentley Library to put into those archives." And he said, "Well, they might be worth something if you guys can find them."
And what made him think that?
Well, because he said, I had purchased a couple of those works from those artists, and I'd sold them at auction. And I said, "Well, that's great, Dan, but I'm thinking to myself, we don't have any time to go looking for these things, and I haven't seen them in years. I've been the director now for 25 years."
Right.
So I just kind of went, okay. He called me back a week later. He said, "I probably should have said that I sold my piece for $130,000.
That kind of gave you a whole new perspective.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, he kind of buried the lead there, didn't he? So as it turns out, I actually knew where one of the works was because it had been hanging in my office for a long time. But I had just sent it literally like days before to my one of my board members. So I called him up, and then we went back into our archives, and we ended up finding a number of pieces. And they are just next week going to be auctioned in Paris, at a Paris auction house, because that's the value of those works are higher in Europe. There's a lot more of a drive for urban artists in Paris. So we're pretty excited about it.
I would imagine. You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. Now, when these renderings go on the auction block, are you going to get that $130,000 or something a little more modest?
Of course, they give you, the auction houses give you a range of which the value of the artworks are. And so right now, we have... it's somewhere between $15,000 and $25,000 in American dollars. The works are
for each one or for the collection?
In total. Okay. So we'll see where they go. I mean, and even when Dan sold his, it was suggested to be less. So we'll see where that ends up going. But the cool thing here is that some of the works are awesome. So there's one that literally was on the side of the train. So it was the window plug. You think of a passenger rail car.
Right.
And, you know, the size of that window that the passenger car is. And it literally was a piece of steel that was in that location that one of our board members had taken after the train was repainted the next time around for the next show. And he's had that sitting in his garage or basement for all those years. So it's the eyes of the tiger from that particular piece. So it's this big, huge piece of steel that was painted, literally painted in this Rust-Oleum by this artist. And so it has great value and is a real interesting piece. So we're excited about that to see how that goes. In the same auction, there are works by Banksy and Shepard Fairey and Keith Haring, so...
Some real notables.
Exactly. And these artists, so these are these were the so-called original, the ones that painted our train, original artists, graffiti artists, well-known graffiti artists from back in the day. So Duster and Vulcan and a huge group of them, Suzanne Pitts and... Dondi White is a big name, and then there was a photographer, Harry Chalfant, who went around and photographed these, and he put a whole series together for this particular art train.
Well, we're talking $15,000 to $25,000 potentially in total. I would assume that once that money comes back to this area from France, that you're going to put it to good use as part of the art train nonprofit.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll go into our general fund and then help support the programs that we do and help support, you know, everything that, as always, you know, the exhibitions, the projects, exhibitions. And, you know, the thing that is always the challenge for organizations is general operating support. So this is kind of like, you know, Antiques Roadshow, right?
Where
nonprofits are so often under-resourced. And like people, you know, you watch those Antiques Roadshow and you think, maybe I've got Uncle George's spittoon up in my closet that might be worth something, right? And this is sort of this found opportunity for us, and we're kind of excited about it. We're liking the idea of being able to take care of a couple of things that are necessary, buy a little bit of equipment, and put these dollars to good use.
Well, that's great on the professional front. Now, did this send you rummaging through your attic and through your basement to see what else you might be able to find for yourself?
No, but it did, not for me, but it did put us through a lot of research about that show, about the pop exhibition, and about, digging through our archives of old newspaper prints and the like, and we'll be putting all this up on our website so that folks can take a look at it and see the artworks that are going to be for sale and catch the catalog for the Art Curial auction that will be taking place next week. So folks can look at our website at arttrain.org and check that out.
I will look forward to that. We will include a link on that on our website. And, of course, Creative Impact will continue again next week. Thank you so much for the time today,
yeah.
And good luck with the auction.
Yeah, thanks so much. It'll be fun.
That is Deb Pollock, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and the executive director of Art Train USA. Deb Pollock is also our content partner for Creative Impact. If you'd like to visit the Creative Impact Archive and learn more about today's topic, just go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.